Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Yadunandan Das. Yadunandan Das, or Thakur, was a Vaidya by caste and a disciple of Hemalata, the daughter of Srinivas Acharya. His Shripati was at Malihatti village or Melati to the north of Katua. He wrote the book which contains a biography of Srinivas Acharya. In his book Karnanand, Sri Yadunandan Das mentions the name of his guru at the end of every chapter and respectfully glorifies her. Hemalata, the daughter of Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, is just like a creeper of divine love and is a beautiful creation of the Supreme Lord. I, Yadunandan Das, take pleasure in writing the book Karnananda, keeping her lotus feet fixed within my heart. Upon hearing this book, Hemalata Devi was deeply impressed and named it Karnanand. Yadunandan acquired great fame for his lucid translations of Vidagdha Madhav, Govinda Leelamrit and Krishna Karnamrit. His poems have been included in Padamrattasha Mudra. In 1459, Shakha, the great composer Sri Yadunandan Das, was born in the village of Kalihatti, which was situated on the western bank of the Bhagirathi and the northern part of Kantakanagra, 13 crores south of the district Murshidabad. He translated Sri Govinda Leelamrit in the verse, and in that book he states, "Worship the feet of Guru, which is the only abode of peace and which is the mine of all good qualities. The daughter of Acharya Prabhu is Sri Hemalata, whose name can bring fulfillment of all desires. Finding me in utter darkness of ignorance and in utter damnation, she gave me her kind refuge, and by her mercy my eyes have been opened by throwing away the darkness of ignorance." Srimati Hemalata Thakurani was a wonderful genius amongst the Vaishnavas in Gowda. She, like her father Srinivas, preached the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. Through her influence, even the most wicked persons became interested and attracted to the path of devotion. Sri Yadunandan Das was very sincere and devoted to his guru. He frequently stayed at the house of Srimati Hemalata in the village of Budhaipara on the western bank of Bhagirathi, where he served her with utmost care. There are no records available about Yadunandan's marriage or children. He was a versatile genius, composing numerous songs and translating many books into verse. Thank you. Hare Krishna.